guys. Jessica DeMassa with WTF Health, and I'm here at Frontiers Health. Joining me right now, I have Artem Andrianov. He is the CEO and co-founder of Syntegrity. So welcome, Artem. It's good to talk to you.
Hello. Hello, Jessica. It's nice to talk to you. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you here, and I'm excited because so you're a startup company, and you're working in the really exciting area of clinical trials and helping make clinical trials for different companies better suited to the new regulatory measures that have been put into place. So tell me first, though, before we jump into what exactly you do, give everybody who's watching a sense of this new regulatory climate that everybody's trying to operate in, because this is something that you were educating me about, and I was like, oh my goodness, I had no idea that it was so difficult. So talk to me a little bit about these regulations that have been put into place.
Indeed. Actually, in pharma, we experience now a revolution in regulatory. Since 10 years, regulatory changed. I'm speaking about good clinical practice for pharma. It's like a Bible. So it's not a set of laws. It's a Bible, so everybody have to follow that.
Right.
And it's changed actually in last year, but it was adopted in this year in different countries. For example, in the U.S., it was adopted in April this year.
Okay.
And the major change, what was there, is that regulatory advised pharma to become risk-based, to become more proactive than reflective.
Okay.
Because that was the major problem from the past, why pharma was so heavy, why it took us so much time to develop a drug, to bring it on the market, and to successfully conduct clinical trials. Currently, proactive approach might drive a new stream of small, lean clinical trials, can bring another energy to such industry like biotech companies, small startups, garage, pharma in garage, so to say. That becomes possible, and we are happy to be part of it.
No, and this is so cool because this is so very technical, but at the same time, this is like the underpinning of innovation in pharma, truly, because, the clinical trial aspect of things and the testing that needs to get done, it's arduous, and it's time-consuming, and like you said, and that all of that equals a great expense. And so by being able to do, I love what you said, lean clinical trials, because, I think of, like, failing fast, I think of readjusting, I think of, like, it being more dynamic and leveraging technology. I think that this, it has the potential really to change the cost curve on a lot of the development of this. So tell me a little bit about your company and what you guys have created to help enable pharma to do this, because this is really a paradigm shift in the way that things have been done in order to get drugs approved into market.
So our company, Syntegrity, is responsible for a risk-based ecosystem for pharma companies, for biotech or medtech companies. What does it mean?
Yes, that was my next question.
Traditionally, the error identification in pharma is very late, or was very late. Still, in our normal private life, we utilize modern technology to deal with the complexity of the world. For example, when you drive a car, you risk manage with the dashboard that you see, with your navigational system which you see, and it predicts already certain hazards, risks. For example, your fuel gauge shows you when you should to go to a tanking station. Or your navigational system may predict when there is a traffic jam.
Yeah, or my lights go on when it gets dark.
Absolutely.
Automatically.
So why not to embrace the same approach in clinical studies?
Sure.
Because actually, we may predict a lot of hazards and risks before they become a problem, before they will drive a pharma company to huge costs. Just a very simple example.
Yeah, I was going to say, please tell us how this works exactly.
So in 2013, Novartis experienced a huge disaster because of one fraud case in Japan. And five blockbuster trials needed to be canceled after actually it was submitted to regulatory. That reasoned a huge cost for Novartis, but not only for Novartis. Actually, Japan's reputation as a provider of high-quality data was damaged. So a delegation from Japan visited in Germany us, and we were investigating and brainstorming how to improve this situation. So just imagine if it would be a system which controls fraud beforehand, or when you identify that it warns you and it shows you those cases and those situations when there is a potential misconduct or fraud. What you can do, you can clean the data, you can avoid this problem actually going forward, and continue your study, so without huge costs at the end. So again, that what how, for example, Novartis or all other big pharma and mid-sized pharma companies could embrace the new risk-based approach in their praxis.
I see. And so talk to me, I guess, a little bit about what it is that you do. Are you using, how are you leveraging technology? What are the things that you're putting in place to create these alerts in advance? And then with your customers that you're working with, I mean, you, as we were talking, you were saying you've got 10 new customers a month. So I'm sure, you know, your sign-on is getting, you know, significant. So how are your customers responding to having that input? And then how are they able to quickly adjust? But first, tell me a little bit about what exactly are you using from a tech standpoint? Are you using AI? Like, what are you doing to identify when something is wrong and then alert?
So we provide end-to-end process, integrated process of risk-based quality management to pharma. That means that like a good friend, we help them with the library. We ask them what might go wrong in a clinical study. Let's document that.
Okay.
Then we provide a library of mitigation actions, which are therapy-specific, like for oncology, diabetes, medical devices. These mitigation actions are unique parts of the plan which will help you to avoid huge problems in the future.
Okay.
Then we connect to various recording systems and like small sensors all around control different hazards before they go into big problem. So like similar like a smoke detector in your home probably will prevent big disaster by providing your signal when a small fire appears. So these are like a small smoke detectors,
sure,
in the clinical studies setting all around. They can control patient safety, protocol non-compliance, misconduct and fraud, various project management hazards like delays and enrollment problems. So all these mistakes will be analyzed in real time, and a project manager, like a pilot sitting in front of the dashboard, may oversight clinical study and be much more efficient in their conduct and actually centralized monitoring.
Okay. And now you had explained to me that the alternative to this is like somebody looking at a spreadsheet.
Absolutely.
Which is terrifying. It's like, okay. So this is definitely a much more efficient way to do things, and also, I mean, safer really for everyone involved in terms of managing that risk and being able to alert the people who need to be alerted for it. So I want to ask you very quickly to wrap up. I want to talk a little bit about your company. And so tell us where you guys are at. You're a startup company. Where are you based? How many are of you are there? And where are you at from a fundraising standpoint?
So we are indeed a startup company based in Frankfurt in Germany.
Okay.
There are 11 employees now still, so we are in the very early stage. Nevertheless, we are currently in Series A investment round.
Good. And you're raising. You're not closed yet.
We are raising. Okay. We're not closed yet. We have two VCs which are in advanced stage of negotiation with
Fantastic.
Us.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
We think and we believe that is actually the future of pharma clinical trial conduct.
Mm-hmm.
We see very positive signals from our customers already. So all our customers either integrating this deeper in their portfolios or providing us already letters of intent that they want to do it in the near future. So that's very encouraging for the team currently, and actually again for the industry itself, because again in all other industries this approach already integrated. Pharma is a bit behind, and we see that it's picking up now.
Well, that's exciting. We look forward to watching you and Syntegrity and seeing how you guys take hold of this space, which is actually a really exciting space, I think. I mean, it's something that's going to touch a lot of different innovations moving forward. So good luck to you.
Thank you, and hope that we will help to develop much more faster, much more efficient drugs in the future. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for coming. This is Jessica DeMasa with WTF Health here at Frontiers Health. Thanks so much for watching.